All right, Kevin Moran's back in the 450 main event. It was a hectic night out there. I don't know if you noticed, but it was a rough one for a lot of guys.
Yeah, dude, it was just a gnarly track when it comes to how it broke down with the lines. I mean, everybody's going left and right through the rhythm, so it was intense.
It was more like ruts than the obstacles themselves.
I think so. Obviously, I believe Anderson went down right after the Dragon's Back or whatever. That was just getting tough because the three, like jumping in, three over the top to the three was tricky because if you clipped it, it got sketchy. I don't know what happened to him. But also, all the 250 guys, most of the 250 guys, are skimming off double-double. So, like, they kept eating out the triple in to the corner. So, yeah, dude, it's tricky altogether.
Yeah, altercation with Tough Lock?
Yeah. I mean, did you see my start, though?
Yeah, it was good.
Dude, I was like, I ripped out from the whole outside, ran, I don't know where I was when I went down. But it was like, I was in the top 10 for a little bit. And then, yeah, just going through the whoops, stayed on the very right side, got a little bit too far right, caught the last Tough Lock, saved it, went to go get on the track, and it had grabbed my rear brake, just yanked it, so I fell down. I got A-rayed on my front fender here.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I couldn't get it off. Like, I was trying to peel it around. I was almost going to call for somebody to grab a knife, and then I finally got it off.
He was standing there. Like, I was like, should you help him or not?
Yeah, I was like, I was hoping he's going to do something because I was struggling. And then, I just got back on and then picked off a few people by the end of it. I was so far down. Obviously got a couple positions given to me, which nobody wants that. But the biggest thing for me right now is points because, I mean, I've got to get more points to get another national number.
I think it's been going pretty well for you. Are you going back down to the 250s?
No, I don't really plan on it. My biggest thing is I had a motor builder going into last year. That motor builder really wasn't – he kind of left motor building more or less. So that put me in a little bit of a pickle. That's why I was like, okay, let's go 450. And obviously when I went to 450 last year, I got more attention anyway because, like, I got top 10s, 7th, 8th. And the 250 and it didn't do anything for me because people were like, oh, it's getting light. You know what I mean? So,
and you're making more money.
Exactly. That's the biggest thing. And my biggest thing was if I went 450, it allows me to take a 450 fill-in or either coast if it becomes an opportunity. So that was kind of my main thought.
I was wondering if Forrest had given you a call. He's down two guys. You did one race for him. So, yeah.
I had talked to them at Glendale because that was when I'd made one main, but I was like struggling. I was like, let me get into some main events. And they're like, you guys want to fill the spot? They're like, no, we got two riders right now. I was like, let me make some mains. I'll give you another call or whatever. Or then we'll talk. And obviously he's down another guy. He hasn't called me or anything like that. I'm not stressing it because, you know, I'm just building off my program. And if they need somebody, they know how to get a hold of me.
All right, man. Keep putting it in there. Thanks. Yeah.
No, I appreciate you.